Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And you can also listen to us online. Just go to our website and scroll down and click on listen. What is it? Listen on air. Or no, listen online, that's what it says. Listen online. Click on that button, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world. If there are any of you people that are listening out there in the world outside of Marion County, hi! I'm not sure we can do much for you on Swap Shop, but Swap Shop is one of those places where people call in. They call to me, and they say, I've got X number of... Okay, let's just say I've got a rotary lawnmower, or... You know, one of those round, well, you know, I've got a lawnmower for sale, and I'd like to get $20 for it. Give me a call and tell the phone number, and we'll put it on the air, and maybe we can get rid of it for you. Get some of that junk out of your garage or out of your basement, and we'll help you clean up. How's that sound? All right. And all you have to do is call 740-383-9944. Now you can also write to us at WWGH 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect, Marion, Ohio. And you can put on it if you want to, Swap Shop, but we'll figure it out once we open it up. We've got a few things that have been sent in to us or called in to us or told us that we're supposed to announce. Like, we have a... and by the way, during today, you know, when we don't have people calling in, I'm going to go over stuff about Indigenous People's Day. So it's something I didn't know anything about, so I looked it up and I thought maybe you'd be interested in what it is. So we'll be going over that. But one of the things that's been sent in to us from our friend Fred Malone from the Marion County Historical Society is they're going to have their Meet and Dine with the Presidents on Saturday, November 6th at 5:30 till 8:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Day Spring Wesleyan Church out there on 95 across from Menards. They're all out of VIP seating. Apparently, they have a few of their general seating tickets available. They're going to have, you know, you'll be able to listen to four speakers, people who are well-versed. One of them will be George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy. And then there are, I think, another dozen or so presidents that will be sitting at different tables, including Barbara Bush, the First Lady of George H.W. Bush. She'll be there, so you can talk to her about all the things that you'd want to tell George H.W. Bush. All right, and the Masters of Ceremonies will be James Cox, who was the governor of Ohio in the 46th and 48th governor of Ohio, and Mary Ellen Withrow, who is the 40th treasurer of the United States and a great friend. A great friend of the station, a great friend of mine, and I just love talking to her, and I think you will too. All right, we're going to, here at WWGH, we're going to have Candidates Night, and there is a special name for it, and I didn't write it down. I'm sorry, Scott, but I didn't write the name of Candidates Night down, but it's going to be October the 28th. And we're going to have many of the candidates here, kind of a debate type thing. And we're going to have several of the local, well, at least a few of the local media people will be here asking questions. That's going to be October 28th at 7 p.m. Don't miss that one. That'll be over. It'll be live on the air, so you can listen to it. We're also going to have election coverage on November 2nd, so don't forget to mark that down. Don't forget to vote. Now, my wife is yelling at me to vote. I can hear her yelling right now. I've got it. She's already voted by mail, and I'm going to vote by mail today. So make sure you get your vote in. November 2nd is Election Day, and we will have live coverage. We're going to have people. I guess I'm going to be at the Democratic headquarters. I think Linda might be at Election headquarters. I think Terry's going to be at Republican headquarters. I'm guessing, so don't hold me on this. And Scott will be here holding down the fort, and so it'll be a good night, and it always is a good night. And what was it, the last election? I think we were the very first media coverage of the election because everything broke down. But Linda happened to be down at election headquarters and was able to give us the numbers. Also, we got a call from Sarah today, and she said that on Saturday, this coming Saturday, they're going to have they're calling it a monster march. And she didn't say whether you need to have your little guys dress up, but I think it would be kind of fun. And they're going to give away candy at different stores and around downtown from noon till 2. Hop on down there and get some candy. I just wrote this down, and I'm not sure I got all the stuff right, but on Saturday the 16th, I think it's at Sawyer Park, they're going to take all your tires. You know, they charge you when you go and have tires changed and buy new tires. They charge you a certain amount for turning in your old tires. So that'll be a good thing. I think it's at Sawyer Park, but it might be on Sawyer Road. I didn't listen, but if you listen to our newscast today, you will hear exactly where it is and exactly when it is. But it's this coming Saturday. Good place. Make sure you listen to that so you can get rid of those tires in a good and ecological that way. Okay, now let's see. Also, we have on the 16th, I think. Yeah, on the 16th, the Tallgrass Trail is having a night hike starting at 9 p.m. And they're going to go out on the Tallgrass Trail and look at what things go on at night. Now, if you're going to come to that out at the Tallgrass Trail, make sure you have a red lens or red covering of your light, okay? It's to save your night vision and save the critter's night vision as well as yours. Okay, there's another thing going on. What did I do? I must have hit a button here. Okay, they're going to have a morning watch on that same day, but it's going to be out at Myers Woods Nature Preserve at 8 a.m. Head out that way, and they're going to go look up all those furry friends, you know? I think that sounds like fun. I would like doing that. 8 o'clock, I'm walking my dog, though. All right. Those are some of the things that have been sent in to us or handed in to us. And if you have something, don't forget to call us, 740-383-9944. Let me get it back here. Where did it go? All right. Let's see what the meaning of Indigenous People's Day. for some reason or other, I have lost the site here. Let me go back here, and I'm sure I can find it again if I just type it in right. Here we go. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Hang with me. All right. Now, you do understand what the word indigenous means, right? Indigenous means the people that were originally there, like the what we call the Native Americans, or we used to call the Indians. But they really weren't Indian. The Indians come from India. And it was kind of interesting. Oh, here we go. These are all the images. They're showing me all the images. That's not what I wanted to see. Anyway, you know, old people shouldn't be given iPhones. because we don't know what we're doing here. Okay. I'm getting there. Hang with me. I keep forgetting how to spell indigenous. Indigenous. There we go. All right. Well, you know what it did? It gave me the word indigenous. There's People's Day. I got it. Okay. I was lost, but now I am found. Sounds like a song we used to sing in my dad's church. All right. Here we go. All right. It's on October 11th, and basically what it was is Indigenous Peoples Day. It is a federal holiday, and it kind of, in 18 states, I think it now takes the place of what they call Columbus Day. You know, Columbus kind of got into bad favor because he was not very kind to the indigenous people of the islands down in the Caribbean, and he really never came to the United what we now call the United States. He was basically off the coast down there in the Caribbean, so people raised a thought that maybe we should call it something other than Columbus Day. Now, I think it's going to be hard to do in the state of Ohio just because our capital city is called Columbus. Now, there is an interesting question. Should they change the name of Columbus because of that? I don't think that'll ever happen. But it's the day is a day to honor the Native Indigenous Americans. And I can't think of people I'd rather honor more. Matter of fact, probably we need to honor them, but we need to apologize to them, I'm afraid. There are various states that call it Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day, but it's still, you know, it'll be on the calendar for a long time as Columbus Day, I'm sure. And, you know, there's also an Indigenous Peoples Day in Canada and also in Taiwan. And now it isn't celebrating our Indigenous people. It's celebrating theirs. I'm surprised that Australia doesn't have an Indigenous Peoples Day. Let's see here. And now it doesn't say anything about that, so I'm going to pass on, right? Trying to find, I had a thing that talked about the history of the day, and I can't find it, of course. See what it says here. Here's a page. In 19, what year did it start? I'm trying to find that out. It says President Joe Biden on Friday issued the first ever presidential proclamation about Indigenous Peoples Day, but I think it started much earlier than that. I think it started back in the 90s as a celebrated and legal holiday. And I thought I had it on here, but it doesn't show me. Of course not. It basically goes back over the painful, and I mean painful, first years of the United States and the way we treated Native Americans. And it also is kind of a way, I don't know, it's not really intended to be mean to Columbus. It's just intended to say he wasn't quite what our history shows that he was. And I'm going to go back in here and see if I can't find... Crazy. I need a 12-year-old to come here and help me on my on my phone. Hey, if you've got something that you want to sell on Swap Shop, please give me a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll try and get rid of some of that junk that you've got in your basement, right? All right, let me see if I... Here we go. I'm continuing to find answers here. Oh, shoot. I'm being quiet because I'm trying to type in the right words for what I'm looking for. I had it in here, and I must have hit something with my big fat knuckle. And so I'm going back in the way I had it, and we'll look and see. Here we go. That's for kids, and... here we go. CNN has some facts about Indigenous Peoples Day. Let's see. Here we go. Here we go. It says here that many historians agree that Columbus was not the first person, nor even the first European to discover America. I think I remember as a youngster, was it Leif Erikson supposedly came to, and he was a Viking, came to the what we now call the United States way before Columbus did. And so that's kind of where we stand. We've been kind of fibbing to ourselves for a long time. The first Columbus Day celebration, however, was organized by the Society of St. Tammany and held in New York City back in 1792. In 1892, President Benjamin Harrison issued a proclamation which established the celebration of Columbus Day on the 400th anniversary of Columbus's landing. However, that landing was not in the what we now call the United States, right? Kind of interesting. There we go. There's another site that gives me more information about Indigenous Peoples Day. No, this one gives me all sorts of stuff about Columbus Day. And when you look it up, it's kind of hard because it sort of bounces between the two. There are more than 100 cities that now celebrate Indigenous People's Day, and have replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous People's Day. I'm trying to see, many of them are out in the West, which stands to reason, because but Vermont also is one of them, and there have been all sorts of movements that attempted to bring awareness about the Columbus's treatment of Indigenous people. He apparently had very little respect for them. Berkeley, California was the very first city to adopt Indigenous Peoples Day in 1992. So that's really when that was kind of the genesis of Indigenous Peoples Day. Hawaii celebrates Discoverers Day. But that's on the second Monday of October. And South Dakota celebrates Native American Day, which, in other words, is the same as Indigenous people, I guess. By the way, many of the Columbus statues have been slated to be taken down, and I don't know where I stand on that. I don't know where there's a Columbus statue. I'm sure there is one in Columbus, Ohio. On April 7th of 1907, Colorado became the first state to declare Columbus Day a legal holiday. In 1920, Columbus Day begins with this. Started to have an annual celebration. October 12th, 1937, first federal observance of Columbus Day under President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That was the first federal observance of Columbus Day, not of Indigenous Peoples Day. And as I mentioned earlier, October 8th, President Biden gave a proclamation marking October 11th as Indigenous Peoples Day. So that's kind of some of the interesting things about that. My daughter-in-law is one quarter or one eighth of Native American, so I have a little relationship with that, but I don't have a whole lot of relationship. Most of my family actually was European, and probably were the bad people in this in this situation. I'm not sure there's much that can be done anymore, but they talk quite often about reparations for the Native Americans. But one of the things that we can do for our Native American friends is honor their religion, honor their traditions. It's kind of interesting to read about the Mount Rushmore thing. Mount Rushmore was a Native American holy ground before it was turned into a monument of the four presidents. The only reason why it was called Mount Rushmore is because a lawyer happened upon the site and said, "What are you doing to the mountain?" And they told him, and he said, "Well, what's the name?" And they said, "Doesn't have a name." And they said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Rushmore." And he said, "It's Mount Rushmore." That's how it got named. That simple a statement is how it got named. Oh, well. But some of the things, you know, to honor the Native American lands that we eventually and apparently begrudgingly gave them, after marching them hundreds of miles, more than 1,000 miles, on the Trail of Tears and killing many of them. We gave them these lands that we thought were junk lands, and then all of a sudden they found oil on some of them, and then they wanted to take it back. And we have been less than honorable about our relationship with our Native American people here in the United States. We still have treaties with Native Americans and many times we don't seem to honor them. It seems like the only thing that we honor anymore is we do like their casinos. Back when Las Vegas was the only place you could go to gamble, maybe Las Vegas and Atlantic City, those are the only two places you could gamble. I remember a lot of my friends saying, "Oh, hey, there's an Indian casino up in Michigan. Let's go to that." I've never been a big gambler, so I wasn't even slightly interested in throwing my money away. Now, apparently it was going to a good cause. It was going to our Native American brother. But I avoided that sort of thing. I think, have you ever gone to Las Vegas to gamble? I've been there, let's see, three times, four times. And the last time I was there was not more than about 3 or 4 years ago. And the only reason why we went there is just to see what was going on. My wife is very much against gambling because we've always needed the money that I was going to gamble. So we didn't gamble, but we did go there and just watch the crowds. Both my wife and I are crowd watchers and love to watch what's going on. And I'll tell you what, if you are a crowd watcher, you need to go to Las Vegas because it is well worth the trip. Hey, let's go back and mention some of these things that we have already mentioned on Swap Shop. We are going to have Candidates Night on October 28th at 7 p.m. here at WWGH, and it'll be live on the air. So we're going to bring in as many of the politicians that are running as we can. Don't think we're going to have school board people in, but wait and find out about that. But 7 p.m. Will be Candidates Night here at WWGH, and tune in. It'll be live. We're also going to have election coverage on November 2nd. Make sure to tune in for that so you'll have the first idea of who's winning here in town as far as the political offices go. Also on Saturday, this coming Saturday, don't forget to bring the kiddies downtown. They're going to have Monster March, so I'm guessing they'll welcome having the kids down here in outfits if they want to, from 12 to 2, and they're going to be, the merchants in the area are going to be handing out candy. We also apparently are having a tire return thing on Saturday, October 16th. Now, you're going to have to listen to the news on that. The news on this station, because they give where and when and exactly what to do. I think you can only you can only turn in like 10 tires, and I don't think they take big truck tires, big tractor tires, only regular passenger car tires, and they will recycle those for you, which is a great idea. That's really one of the big things that causes so much of our waste and our pollution is burning of tires. Have you ever seen what happens when you burn a tire? The smoke is as black as coal, and matter of fact, it's the same makeup as coal. It's carbon floating up into the air that you're going to be breathing. So make sure you check out our newscast on the hour. And at one point they give all the information about the tire return thing. Also, Meet and Dine with the Presidents is going to be happening on the 6th of November. And it goes from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's going to be at Day Spring Wesleyan Church, across from Menards, which is a place I'm heading to as soon as I leave this studio. And they still have a few VIP tickets. They don't have any VIP tickets left, but they still have a few general seating tickets. Also, if you're going to bring your child, they do not want you to bring children under 5. But if you have a child between the ages of 5 and 12, tickets for those are $20. You'll be seated around tables, and great dinner will be provided for that. And you'll be seated with one of the presidents. The different presidents that are going to be at that are... they're going to have four of them are going to be making presentations. Those presidents are George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy. And then the others that will be seated around at the tables with you will be James Madison, Ulysses S. Grant, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, and for the first time, First Lady Barbara Pierce Bush, who is the wife of George H.W. Bush, who was our 41st president. And the Master of Ceremonies will be James Cox, who is our 46th and 48th governor of the state of Ohio. And also a special guest speaker, Mary Ellen Withrow. We all know and love her. She was our 40th treasurer of the United States and one of the very few people in the world to ever have her name on your dollar bills. I keep thinking I'm going to find one of those and have Mary Ellen sign it for me. I bet that's been done a few times, don't you? Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, and those are some of the things that are going on that we've been told about. And so we're passing them along to you. If you have anything that you do want to sell, we got a few minutes left. If you want to sell something, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and tell us what you have to sell. If you want to, you can give us a price on it, or you can just say it's negotiable, and give us your phone number, and we'll pass that along and see if we can't get rid of some of that junk that's in your basement. Oh, by the way, I was going to mention, because Fred Malone asked me to mention the museum hours at Marion County Historical Society. The museum hours now are at Heritage Hall are Wednesday through Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. So if you're going to head that way, that's when you can stop at the museum, and it'll be open. Now, if you have questions, I think you can knock on the door, and somebody is always around to answer your questions. But those are the hours that they're open to have people go through, Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. Hey, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on your FM dial. And we got about 12 minutes, about 11 minutes left to go. If you have anything you're interested in selling in a swap shop, been a rather slow day, quite slow day. We had a really fun day early, you know, the first two segments of the show on the air where we all laughed. Everybody laughed. I asked questions about tell me a nickname someone gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. Now, nobody got the last one, but the first one was sugar pie. The second, now these are all determined by Parade magazine. They do the survey. First one is sugar pie. Second was sugar bear. Actually, those two tied for first. Sugar baby was third. Sugar daddy was eighth. Sugar plum was sugar daddy was fourth. Fourth, yeah. Sugar plum was fifth, and sugar lips. Sugar lips was sixth. And then I asked the other question, and we got most of them on it, but I only gave people about 10 minutes to answer this, so didn't give them very much time. Give me another word people say for rear end. And one of the gentlemen who called in happens to stop in just a few minutes ago to pick up one of his something that he had won on a show earlier, and he said, I didn't want to say the word I was going to say. Well, number one was butt or buttocks, and that was by far the number one answer. 54 people said that. The second one was the one he was a little embarrassed about saying, so he didn't call it in. Arse. A-R-S-E. Well, you know, it kind of means something else. It sounds similar. And that was number 18. And then backside, that wasn't number 18. That had 18 votes. And then number 3 was backside. And number 4 was derriere. That's kind of the French gentil version of backside. And then number 5 was bottom, and number 6, one of my favorites, was hiney. You know, you ever watch that commercial on TV where those blue bears are talking about toilet paper? That the little bear always calls it something about his hiney. It makes me chuckle. I like that one. Wait, anyway, there I had several other questions that I was going to talk about, but some of the here I'm going to read one here to you. Name something kids line up for at school. Now, this one would have been a simple one, and I probably should have pulled this one up because they only had four answers. Parade survey only gave us four answers, and the very first one is obvious to everybody. Kids line up for lunch or snacks at school. Second was one of my favorite times as well. I think probably the two most favorite times of a kid at school are lunch and recess. I'm not even sure why we call it recess. But we all know what recess is, right? But lunch got 78 votes, and recess dropped way back with 12 votes. Now, the other two things that are at the bottom are really obvious as well. Number three was fire drill. You remember the fire drills? We always had some kids. Sometime during the year, some jerky kid would pull the fire alarm, and we'd have to do a fire drill and go. And quite often, it was kind of cold weather or rainy weather. I think they planned it that way, and we'd have to go out and stand out. And nothing ever happened. I never had a school, but if a school had burned, we'd have been out of there, and we'd have been safe. And then the last one was school bus, when they all get in line to go out and get in the school bus. Now, my wife and I were talking about that the other day, about school buses. And now our kids went to school on a school bus, but we were trying to decide whether either one of us had ever gone to school on a school bus. And quite frankly, I only remember one time, and that was when I was going as a guest of a friend of mine to his school instead of my school, and we did have to take a bus. But most of the time, I walked 45 miles in with my feet wrapped with... No, I didn't. That's what all grandpas say, right? But I did walk about about a mile and a half some days to my school. It was an easy downhill walk getting to the school. But naturally, it was an uphill walk coming home. But I was going slow coming home anyway. So my wife... She lived about the same distance from the same school, high school, as I did. And we both walked to our school. You couldn't see our school from our house, but it wasn't so far that you couldn't walk it with ease. You know, you had to start a little early, but it took about 15, 20 minutes to get there. But the walk was nice, and it woke you up. That's what is good about taking my little puppy dog out every morning. Like this morning, I think he got me up at 6:30. And for the first half a block, I kind of stumble. I try not to step on him. The rest of the, I'm pretty good by the time I turn the half block and start heading back. The going to school after you walk for 20 minutes, your brain's working pretty good. I didn't mind. I really don't remember not liking walking to school. I kind of remember liking walking to school. Anyway, okay. This is kind of a Halloween question that you might be interested in. When you hear a noise, now this is for my wife. My wife hears noises all the time in the house. If you listen to my wife, you'd think the house is on the edge of exploding at any moment. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you pray that it isn't? Well, first of all, you hope it isn't very good at using chainsaws, right? But number one answer, 42 people said to the question, when you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you pray that it isn't? You pray that it isn't another person. I think we all do that, right? Because what are they doing in your basement? It's your basement, not theirs. Okay. And 25 people, the number two answer was ghost or monster. And I'm going to leave that to some of our less mature people that think it might be a ghost or a monster. Now, this is one that I quite often have thought about, that it might be an animal, a rat or a mouse or something like that running around. We don't hear a lot of noise in our basement. We often hear our air conditioner kick on or our heater kick on, but I don't hear a lot of pitter-patter of little feet in my basement. Now, we did have a little guy here in the studio for a while, but he didn't make any noise. And usually I was the only person that saw him because I was facing Scott, and Scott's back was to the kitchen, and I could see over his shoulder. And occasionally there was a little guy that would walk out of the kitchen, look at me, and turn around and walk back. Now, he is no longer among us. I'm not sure whether he met his end or whether he just decided. We did put in critter devices, you know, make weird noises and scare critters away, and that may have done it. I hope that's what did it. I don't like killing. I don't even step on ants when I'm walking on the street. I don't like killing critters. They have a right to live, don't they? And also, number four answer to what do you think is coming, the noise, making the noise in your basement? Flood or water or even the water heater, all the above. Those, we have had water in our basement. Last time we had water in our basement, it's kind of interesting. It was like effervescing. The floor was bubbling rapidly. Little tiny bubbles were shooting up from cracks in our floor. I'm sure the pressure had gotten way beyond what it should have been. And we don't have a sump pump, so we had to get out our regular pump and pump it out the back of the downstairs window. Worked okay. But, you know, our feet got wet. Just our feet. It used to be when we moved in, it was much deeper than our feet, but we got that taken care of. All right, well, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1, and we're down to our last few seconds. So I'm going to say I hope you had a good day. I hope you have a great weekend, and do something nice for the people that are around you because they deserve it, don't they? Especially your spouse. If you can be really nice to your spouse, usually your spouse will be really nice to you. And I know we have a lot of divorce in this country, but maybe we can do away with some of that just by treating each other like they're human beings, right? All right, well, I'm going to be getting out of here in about 10 seconds, and I hope you have a great day. Don't forget the things we announced to you, and hang in there. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGA.